From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. Journalist Roger Wilkins has died at age 85. As an editorial writer, Wilkins helped The Washington Post win a Pulitzer Prize for its Watergate coverage. Wilkins' wife, Patricia King, says he died at an assisted living facility in Kensington, Maryland. King says the cause of death was complications from dementia. Democrats have forced a one-week delay for the Senate Judiciary Committee vote on President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Judge Neil Gorsuch is still on track for confirmation, with solid backing from the Republican majority. At least 15 Democrats and independents, led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have announced their opposition to the Denver-based appeals court judge. They argue that Gorsuch has ruled too often against workers and in favor of corporations. President Trump is signing a handful of measures aimed at rolling back Obama-era regulations. Two deal with how states assess school performance and teacher preparation. Trump says that local educators, parents, and state leaders know what students need best. Another eliminates the so-called blacklisting rule that requires contractors to report alleged labor violations that have yet to be fully adjudicated in order to bid on federal contracts. Trump says it's going to save lots of jobs. Yet another nullifies a Bureau of Land Management rule that aimed to regulate land management decisions. The president says he'll continue to eliminate regulations he finds unnecessary or harmful. After discussions with Alaska Governor Bill Walker, Hilcorp has shut down two oil platforms in Cook Inlet in response to an ongoing leak from a gas line. The pipeline carries natural gas from shore to power four oil platforms in Cook Inlet. Two of the platforms had already been shut down. Hilcorp first detected the leak in February, but data show the line has been leaking since December. Dangerous ice conditions in Cook Inlet have prevented divers from fixing the line. Hilcorp reports weather forecasts indicate it may be able to start repairs in the next 10 days. A moderate earthquake rumbled the ocean floor in the western Aleutian Islands. The Alaska Earthquake Center says the quake occurred at 2:50 a.m. today. The center recorded a preliminary magnitude of 5.5. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a preliminary magnitude of 6.1, but spokesperson Leslie Gordon says magnitudes are often adjusted up or down as more data is collected and analyzed. The center received no reports of the quake being felt or causing damage. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Caroline Halter.